It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourself home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 through 14, the Message translation. What a wonderful life God has ordained for the believer, His sons and daughters, saved, sealed to Jesus by the Holy Spirit, and filled with the Spirit of truth. After asking Jesus to baptize, to immerse us in His Spirit, Holy Spirit has greater liberty in directing us because of the greater degree of our recognition of His Lordship and our submission to His Lordship. Saved, sealed, and filled, walking, sons and daughters of the Most High God, led by the dynamic third person of the Trinity, the Spirit of God, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The work His presence accomplishes in us molds and shapes our character so that our character conforms to, or corresponds to, or resembles Jesus' character. Daily, minute by minute, as we yield, submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit's Lordship, we become more like Jesus. Until when people look at us or see our behavior, they will see and recognize the behavior of the Lord Jesus Christ. As sons and daughters, saved, sealed, and filled, Holy Spirit protects us, assuring us of who we are and whose we are. For it is that Spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy God. Holy Spirit protects us, reassuring us that we belong to Almighty God. The Spirit of wisdom, He reveals to us the plan that God has for our lives. No need for a psychic hotline, no need for palm readers or horoscopes or Ouija boards. But the Spirit of God, God Himself, the Spirit of truth, not some demon spirit working through an individual, but rather Holy Spirit providing revelation, wisdom, and direction. If you have your Bible, if you're at home or at your desk, if you're in your car, just listen while I read to you from John chapter 16. And I'm going to read it both from the Amplified and the Message translation. John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15 in the Amplified. And this is Jesus talking to His disciples, His farewell to them. He said, I still have many things to say to you, but you are not able to bear them or take them upon you or to grasp them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, He will guide you into all truth, the whole, full truth. For He will not speak His own message on His own authority, but He will tell whatever He hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to Him, and He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, what will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify Me, because He will take of Mine He will receive, draw upon what is mine, and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that He, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and reveal, declare, disclose, transmit them to you. Now let's listen to it from the from the Message translation. Jesus said, "I still have many things to tell you, but you can't handle them now. But when the Friend comes, the Spirit of Truth, He will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to Himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed, out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I said, He takes from me and delivers to you." Jesus wants us to know Holy Spirit, to trust Holy Spirit, to yield to Him, to be attentive to Him, so that we can know all that Jesus has, all that the Father desires for us. In Jeremiah, it's written, "For I know the plans or thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of a hope and a future and not calamity." Holy Spirit knows every thought and plan of God for your life. Plans for wholeness, perfection, and peace. All we have to do is listen. All we have to do is yield to Him, be attentive, so that we can walk in all that Jesus died for us to have. And my greatest desire is not to miss anything that God ordained for me, or to postpone it out of disobedience or disrespect for Holy Spirit. I don't want to get to heaven and look in the book and see miracles, blessings that Father God wanted and desired for me to have. I want to walk in everything Jesus died for me to have. When Holy Spirit says, "Buy this, a stock, for example, sell this," or He might say, "Don't say that." I tend to hear that a lot. Or "Wait, wait." He's telling us what the Father has said. The Holy Spirit will warn us and reveal to us what lies ahead. He will glorify and reveal Jesus and Jesus' inheritance because of Jesus' obedience and sacrifice. And recall that what is Jesus's is mine, my inheritance, our inheritance, your inheritance. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12, and I'm reading out of the Amplified. "But on the contrary, as the Scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love Him, who hold Him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying Him and gratefully recognizing the benefits He has bestowed. Yet to us, God has revealed, unveiled, and revealed them by and through His Spirit. For Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. For what a person perceives, knows, and understands, what passes through a man's thoughts except a man's own spirit within him, just so no one discerns, comes to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. God has a plan for your life today, my sister and my brother. He has a plan for each of us, filled with blessings, filled with wisdom for every decision, filled with guidance. All we have to do is be attentive. Attentive to the Holy Spirit. Our time is up again. I pray the blessings of the Lord to be upon you, that you would come to know that friend who walks alongside, the strengthener, the comforter, the advocate, Holy Spirit. Bye-bye. Ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love Him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by His Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flit around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except He not only knows what He's thinking, but He lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of the life and salvation He is giving to us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, cannot receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can only be known by Spirit. God's Spirit and our Spirit in open communion. God has a plan, and He has revealed them and reveals them to us by Holy Spirit. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. Does not skillful and godly wisdom cry out, and understanding raise her voice in contrast to the loose woman? On the top of the heights beside the way, where the paths meet, stands wisdom, skillful and godly. At the gate, at the entrance of the town, at the coming in at the doors, she cries out. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is directed to the sons of men. O you simple and thoughtless ones, understand prudence. You, self-confident fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak excellent and princely things, and the opening of my lips shall be for right things. For my mouth shall utter truth, and wrongdoing is detestable and loathsome to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous, upright, and in right standing with God. There is nothing contrary to truth or crooked in them. They are all plain to him who understands and opens his heart, and right to those who find knowledge and live by it. Receive my instruction in preference to striving for silver and knowledge, rather than choice gold. For skillful and godly wisdom is better than rubies or pearls, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wisdom. Holy Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, continually speaking, raising his voice that we might choose the proper path, standing at each intersection, at every crossroad, willing, desiring to impart knowledge and wisdom. We must therefore listen for the wisdom Holy Spirit wants to be revealed. It is critical to listen, to tune in to Holy Spirit. When we listen to him, receive his warnings, we are protected from every scheme of the enemy. He knows the enemy. He knows those tools to be used by the enemy. He knows the traps that have been set. If we listen, we are protected. Listening for his voice requires peace and tranquility in our soul. And by soul, I mean our mind, will, and emotions. My soul must be at peace and tranquil, and I must have a receptive spirit. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, and I'm reading out of the Amplified, says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God, and God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of the soul, assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus." To have that peace in my soul, I'm not to fret or be anxious, but pray, make my requests known to God, and be thankful. Psalms 42, verse 11, tells us, "Why art thou downcast, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." To keep my soul at peace, I avoid fretting, anxiety. I pray, I make my requests known. I'm full of thanksgiving, and I put my hope, my earnest expectation in God, and I saturate my mind and my spirit with his word. Here recently, I've tried to make sure that at night when I go to bed, I put on a tape of scripture being read, and I feed my spirit, which like God's spirit, never sleeps or slumbers. And that brings a tranquil state to my spirit and to my soul. But I need a receptive spirit, my mind, will, and emotions at peace, my spirit receptive. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. "But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. But the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, investigates, inquires into, questions, and discerns all things." My spirit, first of all, as a born-again believer, I have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. moving in, quickening, restoring my spirit so that I am not a non-spiritual man, and I can therefore accept and welcome and receive into my heart the teachings and revelation of the Spirit of God. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commands within you, making your ear attentive to skillful and godly wisdom, and inclining and directing your heart and mind to understand, applying all your power to the quest for it. Yes, if you cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek wisdom as for silver and search for skillful and godly wisdom as for hidden treasure, then you will understand and reverent and worshipfully fear the Lord and find knowledge of our magnificent, omniscient God. For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And he hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it up for the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with him. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly and in integrity. By the Holy Spirit, we have revelation of the knowledge and wisdom of God. God so desires to give us skillful and godly wisdom. It comes from his mouth. The Holy Spirit hears it, reveals it to us. But we must make our ear attentive, directing our hearts and mind to understand, praying for insight, crying out for insight and understanding as we stand at a crossroad in our lives, seeking Holy Spirit's counsel and not leaning to our own understanding. Also, we must build up our spirit. Jude verse 20 says that we are to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the spirit, praying in tongues. Holy Spirit speaks. But as we see in 1 Kings chapter 19, as Elijah waits to hear from God, the voice of God is a still, small voice. I recall a couple of days ago, I was washing my hands, using the paper towels to dry them. And as I placed the towels in the trash receptacle, there was a nudge, and I stood there and I waited a moment. There was a witnessing in my spirit from the Holy Spirit. I stopped and I waited, but then very quickly said, "Oh, it must be okay." Tossed the towel and a ring that had been given to me by a friend into the trash. Oh, brother and sister, he wants to help us, even in the little things. If we will really stop, listen, and give him an opportunity to speak, connecting our spirit by speaking in tongues, building ourselves up, in tuning ourselves to his voice. Well, it's time to go again. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. Bye-bye.